And my 10 o'clock dance in it. Mount Calvary Community Church there. How great is our God? Don't you love that chorus? How great is our God? How great is our God? Thank you so much, Denise Hattie, for just bringing a smile not only to our faces, but also joy to our hearts by sharing how great is our God. 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, the 9th verse. I know you've heard it many times. The eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Heavenly Father, I add a special blessing unto the reading of your word. And today, just for a moment, open our hearts and minds so we receive the truth from you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name and all God's people. Amen, amen, amen. So many times on Sunday, I know in my heart I'm challenged of what items to share. I know that in conversations with people, and you know when you walked in today and you heard those prayer requests, that without a shadow of a doubt, how great is our God. There are items that are mentioned that just immediately bring a tear to your eye. Things that happen about individuals, and we don't know the why of taking their own lives, taking family members. So many times we hear about illnesses, and especially when we hear those illnesses of just youngsters. I know at work this week, sitting in the office, her brother, he'd come in and he's been struggling, and he took me to the side. He said, Pastor, he said, just pray. He'd been given the wrong medicine. And the reaction to it had caused damage. I know that I thought about it when Craig said, you know, he said the medicine gone from what, $30 a month to $700. In my mind, I'm thinking, now that's a side effect that I don't want to have on any medicine I take, it going up from $30 to $700 a month. But at the same time, I know that in his heart of hearts, that Juan was asking simply that God would help restore his joy, his strength. And so many times when I have the question in my heart about what to share with you about what God lays, I believe that today we need to look forward to a heavenly home. Why do you have church? This is a book that's basically about three things. It's about sin. It's about God sending his only begotten Son so that your faith in him could do away with those sins. And then it's all about making a decision. Decision. Heaven is those for those that have faith in the Lord God Almighty. And I think sometimes I want to talk a little about our heavenly home, about heaven. You know, it's hard to describe somewhere that you've never been. We had a fellow at work one day, and he was talking about this and that and the other and how beautiful and all like that. And I made a mistake, and I said, well, when did you go there? And he goes, well, I ain't never been. But I heard people talking about it. You probably had that same situation happen to you. And I'm here to tell you that I've not been to heaven. Sometimes here at Mount Calvary, I felt God's Spirit so real that I feel like I've been on heaven on earth. But I know how difficult it is to describe somewhere you've never been. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share some scriptures with you that hopefully will paint a picture about our heavenly home. First and foremost, it's a purchased home. I know that many of you have had have purchased homes in your lives, and I know usually it's only because of the the struggle and the sacrifice you made and all the financial challenges to get in, especially get into your first home. I know some of us are at the stage in our life where, man, I'm so glad I got rid of that home. Okay. I want to go live somewhere without as many responsibilities. But I'm here to tell you, the home that I'm talking about was purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation, the 7th chapter, 13th verse. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." I'm here to tell you today that our heavenly home was purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. It's a prepared home. So many times, and I hate to say it, but more times than I've actually liked to, I've stood in this pulpit and in different sanctuaries and different funeral homes. And I've shared with a family that's lost a loved one. John, the 6th chapter. I know that as it reads, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on the earth where the moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." For so many years, I've been in the business of kind of taking care in homes. My father was a roofer. Put many a shingle on. But I'll tell you one thing, those old shingles, they wear out. Things rust. So many people that I know at the condominium development that I work at, they come and they say after they left and went out and they're so excited about buying that first home, then all of a sudden they go, "Man, it's got some upkeep. It's got some gutters to clean. It's got the painting to do." But I'm here to tell you today that the home that I'm talking about, it doesn't rust. And no thieves come in and steal. It is a home. It is a home that's prepared for your arrival. It's a peaceful home. Once again, I go back to the book of Revelations, all the way to the 21st chapter. I know it's in here. In the 21st chapter. And I love this 4th verse that I've shared with so many times. "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." I've never been to my heavenly home yet, but I do look forward to a place where there'll be no more crying, there'll be no more tears, there'll be no more suffering, there'll be no more pain. Hallelujah. I know many of you can relate to me. Takes a little longer to get up in the morning, doesn't it? Amen. I've told you before, some of us at our age, you get up and there's absolutely nothing hurting, you're dead. I believe it. I love when I share things, and it doesn't apply to all of you. I love when I share things, and I know Terry and I are talking about music, and I share things about 8-track cassettes, and old Matt just sits there. What? What? What's that? Trust me. I'm looking for a time No pain, no suffering. This old body that's breaking down will be fashioned anew, anew in my heavenly, heavenly home. Most of all, I'm looking forward to a protected home. I'm looking forward to a home where I don't have to worry. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I go to a house that's purchased. I go to a house that's peaceful. I go to a house that's protected. And I go to a house that Jesus Himself has gone and prepared for my arrival. Sometimes you just got to look forward. Sometimes you got to, because I know it's so difficult to make sense of all the things that we hear day in and day out. Sometimes when the news comes on, sometimes even during the prayer request, I even scratch my head and I cry out in my heart, why God, why God? But I know it's not mine to question, to believe in faith about what God has prepared for His children. Because the eye has not seen, nor the ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love Him. It's what church is. It's why we get together. That's why we come into His house. And we've been so blessed here at Mount Calvary with the music. But I'll say it again, more than the talent, it's the heart that's shared through the people who stand and sing praises and joy under His name. For folks to come in and get to be treated like family. I don't know where you're going to for lunch. I know where some of you are going to lunch, because I can hear you back here tapping your foot. Don't worry, they won't run out. But I don't know what you're going to go to when you go back to your own home. Don't know what you're going to face. I so many times personally don't know what you have to deal with. But I'm glad that I'm in a house of worship, that somebody can say one of the most spiritual statements I've ever heard made. And that statement is, don't be shy, sweetheart. Don't be shy, sweetheart. You know why? Because there are people who are willing to share in prayer for you. There are people who are willing to take the burden that you are dealing with and to just agree with you that God is going to send the answer. God is going to make a way. Sometimes I just got to stand back and say, Lord, haven't been there. I don't know whether or not those streets they talk about are going to be such pure gold that it's going to kind of melt up between your toes. I don't know all the particulars. But I'm here to tell you that I'm so thankful that you made a way for me to go to a heavenly home. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today, and God, you've found a way to touch our hearts. We've heard prayer requests that brought a smile and wonderful praises, items that we're so thankful for, but also at the same time we've heard prayer requests that just grabbed our hearts and, wow, we don't understand, but God, we know you do. So once again, I lift up each one of the prayer requests that were mentioned today. bring healing, bring liberty, God, bring just comfort to those families suffering losses. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful music we heard today, for those willing to stand up and shout praises unto you. Because God, through that music, as yes, it works both sides of our brain, but God, it also works our hearts, and we thank you for that. God, as you prepare us for the work to do, as the weather's warming up and Easter is right around the corner, God, just prepare us to share the love that you've given to us. And we thank you for that promise of that heavenly home, that heavenly home. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen. Amen. Just a moment.